Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, February 15th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro tells the Journal he plans to return to his home country to lead the opposition to leftist President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. In an exclusive interview, the right-wing politician who left Brazil for Florida late last year says that he intends to defend himself against accusations he incited an attack by protesters on government buildings last month following his re-election defeat. Prosecutors investigating Bolsonaro's role in the riots declined to comment on his plans to return to Brazil. The FAA has summoned aviation industry officials to a planned safety meeting to address recent near collisions of planes at U.S. airports. In a memo, Billy Nolen, the acting chief of the Federal Aviation Administration, says a group of aviation leaders will examine the effectiveness of safety measures. An FAA spokesman declined to comment further. Nolen today is scheduled to testify before the Senate Commerce Committee on the pilot alert system that last month suffered an outage, which led to the U.S.'s first nationwide ground stop since the September 11th terrorist attacks. Elon Musk says a new Twitter CEO could be named by the end of this year. Speaking remotely to an event in Dubai, the entrepreneur said he wants to ensure that the social media company is stabilized and in a financially healthy place. Musk has said that he expects Twitter to roughly break even this year as he cuts costs, though revenue has been falling. Markets in Asia ended the day down and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures declined ahead of retail sales figures and industrial production data due out this morning. And Kraft Heinz and Cisco Systems are among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.